Hello, I'm Jacqueline Hay. I'm 81 years old, and I'm going to take you back in memory lane, back to where I was about 8 years old when my father, Emory Phillips, was a pipe fitter, worked for the Union out of Ashland, Kentucky. And our first trip away from home on one of his jobs was the Loomis plant down in Ashland. And when he worked there for, I don't know, a year and a half or so, he got an opportunity to be an employee down in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. The job was through the Union Local. In Ashland, they were allowed to send so many men to the job site. He was a pipe fitter, then that was a need for pipe fitters. Some of the others were in different classifications. And we loaded up all of our personal belongings. We had a 1937 Chevrolet sedan. We went from Martha, Kentucky, all the way to Oak Ridge. This was in 1943. During the war, gas was rationed. Everything was rationed, groceries and all that. Once we got through Clinton, we went through checkpoints. And everything within the compound provided for us places to live. We lived in a huge trailer park. The trailer, it was a two-bedroom trailer. I had an older brother. We had, within the trailer park itself, hundreds of trailers. And in the center of the trailer park, it was designed to where there was how many was in the men's shower stalls, but there was probably 24 at least shower stalls in the women's section. They were wooden floored. It was all completely safe as far as that. And then there was a laundry area for the mothers to take care of the clothing. And then there was a community building that was designed to use if you wanted to do birthdays or parties or whatever. A lot of people wanted to do that. I'm not quite sure if they met for church services or not. We didn't attend. If they did, I didn't know about that. So everything was provided. It was right there in front for you. And there was different streets. It was laid out like a little town of a subdivision-like. So we were on Lenox Avenue. No violence. We had complete freedom within our area. We didn't go off of our street. It was safe enough to, we had enough to do in our own little street. And the children were picked up by bus for the school year. We went through the summer, and then when fall came, we went to school. We went out of the compound, out of the Oak Ridge area, the trailer park. We went through one road into Clinton and then on down to a few miles to a school. It was Scarborough, was the name of it, the big, sprawled-out, single-story building. And we were a homogenized group. Children there from, at that time, we had 48 states. We had them for almost all the states, almost all of them. We were all together in one room, and there was one girl from Texas. My best friend was from outside Birmingham, Alabama. Jada Faye Ray was her name. If you think I talk Southern, honey, you should be around Jada Faye Ray. But we paid no attention to it. We just accepted everyone. We all blended. But Tennessee teaches school a bit different. The history lessons was about the Tennessee area. And of all things, they taught manners, how to behave, how to eat, how to say our thank yous, our pleases, and so forth. We were taught singing. It was very different from we had just left Ashland, and I had gone to school there. And let me tell you, the difference was very, very different. But when Dad came in from on the weekends from work. It wasn't talked about the job because everything was, the men had, they didn't talk about what they were doing. Each individual group of pipe fitters, whoever they were working, nothing was exposed once they came out of work. No talk, no nothing. It was silence is golden, you might say. That was the rule they went by. But we managed to get out on weekends. We had friends that we had, actually there was five or more men that Dad had known all of his life. We got together on weekends and traveled around. We took one trip down to Strawberry Plains. That basically is exactly what it was. It was just a few miles from Oak Ridge. That was just a big open field, rolling field, complete full of strawberries. Wild strawberries. You could pick as many as you wanted. Mom and the other ladies, they took dish pans. And we would spend the day picking strawberries and take home all of those. And it was one of nature's wonders to be able to see all of that. We had other fruit stands, fruit markets, and so forth. There were so many things provided for everyone, but these were outside the compound. I say compound, it was outside the trailer unit. Dad used to buy bananas by the stalk, just like you would cut the huge big thing over the tree and hang them in the trailer by the ceiling. And hopefully we could get them all gone before they turned dark. And anyway, we went to Norse Dam. It hadn't been built but just a few years. It was still new and had the occasion to walk across it. They were having a ceremony of some sort on top of the causeway. But anyway, we walked the length of that, and that was a magnificent thing. Then we went to the Smoky Mountains. And by the way, there was no interstate. Let me tell you, when we went 20 years or so later to the Smoky Mountains, the change was absolutely unbelievable. When we went, there was a little country store, Tulane Road. Dad stopped and got candy and pop and stuff for us to eat on the way up the mountain. But it was a little country store, four or five little houses built along with the side of it and an outdoor toilet on the bank. And when we went back that many years later, it was a metropolitan area. The growth was unbelievable. So in that length of time, that's how Oak Ridge and all the people that were associated, that's the growth of that area was unbelievable. But anyway, we were still riding around in our 1937 Chevrolet, and it was an experience going up the mountains. We had quite a bit of the cars had trouble with the radiators. I mean, you didn't have the extensive network of inventions they have now for their motors. And when the radiator overheated, it lost all the water, boiled out. And so Dad always wore a brown felt hat. He always did. So anyway, going up the hill, naturally the radiator boiled over, and no problem. He stopped in one of the little streams that comes off of the hill like a little waterfall. He just took his hat, got it full of water, made several trips, and filled the radiator back up. That happened going up and then also coming down. And we made several trips back to Martha while we were down there. We had a little farm. Dad wanted to go and check on things, and it was, as I said, two-way road. It was a long way home. And when you go over those mountains, when it became late at night, I think it was probably 8 hours or so, that the rivers were close to the highway. They created moisture that caused fog. And the fog would be so thick that Dad would roll the window down, drive very, very slowly, and have a big flashlight. He had a big high-beam flashlight. He would put that out the window on the center line of the highway to know that he was still within his side of the road. And that went on for many miles until we cleared all the big rivers or creeks. It was a beacon to get on your side of the road and be sure you didn't get on the other one. You made the best with what you had, but we made it safe. We got home, and then we got back again. So, and I'll never forget, we were out playing Bobby Jacks on the little wooden sidewalk, and the lady next door, she had a little small baby, but anyway, she came out. This was in 45, April, I guess it was. She come out of the trailer crying. This was when President Roosevelt died. And, of course, we had no television. No one kept a radio going. So there wasn't the communication that we have at this time, instant knowledge. But anyway, she informed whoever was around that that had happened. So that was a tragedy in itself. But it was an experience we had, and this was just a job that Dad had. We didn't know that it was going to become a significant thing that Oak Ridge has now turned into. But anyway, when we went home, why, it's just another job somewhere else, and the family goes with them. But the experience of Oak Ridge, we were there at the beginning, and it was just a small part that my father played in it. We were just there, and he was just a worker doing a job, and we were just a family there living. And what it turned out to be was a magnificent thing for the United States, but that, I think, pretty well sums it up.